From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Dave Hawkins, a more than 30-year veteran in the music industry. Dave Hawkins with Peg Buchanan, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Every song's been sung, but this one. Every line written already been wrote. Every hero's a star. How can I expect to make it that far? Living on three chords and just a few notes. Every woman in love has been loved. Every love given already been gave. Every life together's been lived and given. Every ounce of love that I have to give. Can there be anything left to say? Folk singer's life. Folk singer's life. Mitchell, Baez, and Bob all got there. Along with Mary, Peter, and Paul. Bust the chords, begging for gigs, just trying to make a night, make it big. Giving their heart, their soul, and their all. Folk singer's life. Folk singer's life.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
Now do you want to go there with me? I'm living in Motel 6's out on the road. Just eating Big Mac, stale crackers and cheese. It might not be for you, but it's a life I lead. Singing and living my songs on the road. Folk singer's life. Folk singer's life. Every song's been sung, but this one. Every song's been sung, but this one. Every song's been sung, but this one.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Donald Mason, and I'm glad to be here for Red Barn Radio's 473rd live performance. Red Barn Radio is coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes Dave Hawkins and Peg Buchanan. He has shared the stage and studio with artists as diverse as Sam Bush, Peter Yarrow, and Jethro Tull's Ian Anderson, just to name a few. Tonight with Dave is Peg Buchanan. Peg has toured and recorded with Dave Hawkins for over 20 years and adding that special color to Dave's Americana music. We'll learn more about them shortly. Please welcome to the Red Barn Radio stage, Dave Hawkins and Peg Buchanan.
Drop of water in the ocean. Drop of oil in the stream. Drop an interest in love life for you and me. Drop in temperature but rising. Somehow it ain't surprising. A spark still in there somewhere for you and me. Burning ember of love. It's hot and rising. Fire burns so brightly for you and me. Ember becomes a flame. Who are we to cry and complain? If our love lasts forever, we'll let it be. Some pigeon, the cry of babies in the night, the cry of you when we argue and fight. What are we fighting for? Like you, I don't want to fight no more. Let's say I love you, then we'll say goodnight. Burning ember of love, it's hot and rising. Fire burns so brightly for you and me. Ember becomes a flame. Who are we to cry and complain? If our love lasts forever, we'll let it be. Ember becomes a flame. Who are we to cry and complain? If our love lasts forever, we'll let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Donald Mason, speaking with Dave Hawkins. Here's Donald.
For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Red Barn Radio. Tonight we have Dave Hawkins and Peg Buchanan here. Tell everybody a little bit about your musical background and how you all found each other, some time ago and have continued playing with each other.
For me, I was born in Columbus, Ohio, and I grew up there until I went away to school in the 70s. I actually went to a Catholic grade school. A lot of people humorously refer to it as the liturgical folk music scare, because everybody got acoustic guitars and decided they were going to start playing them in church. And I was in grade school, and at the time I had already been playing guitar from the time I had been about 8 years old. I started taking guitar lessons. So there was this cool nun and priest in our school who decided they were going to start a folk group with the kids, and I was the only one who knew how to play three chords. So that's when I actually started playing in front of people for real. And then over the years, it just kind of morphed into this.
Three chords and the truth.
Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
This house once was a home, plastered and painted on. Now it's a shell for a wrecking ball. Four-lane highway, that's all. Mom and Pop's grocery gone. Kids have grown and moved on to New York, LA, somewhere far away. It's a Walmart superstore. Harry's Five and Dime ain't no more. You can buy all kinds of plastic crap, like a Chinese-made Old Glory baseball cap. Mom and Pop's grocery gone. Kids have grown and moved on to New York, LA, somewhere far away.
Here we go.
every time I go back home to those city streets I used to roam. I gotta cry as I look around, a concrete nightmare that once was my town. Mom and Pop's grocery gone, kids have grown and moved on to New York, LA, somewhere far away. New York, LA, somewhere far away. Thank you.
So how did you come across Peg Buchanan?
The funny thing is, Peg will go further on this. She hadn't been playing fiddle or violin for quite a while, and almost 25 or so years ago, I was actually working with an organization in Columbus that had a pub, and I would host like an open mic night, and this is back in the early 90s probably. One of the guys who came to the pub all the time said, hey, my wife is just starting to play fiddle again. She hadn't played for a while. And I'll never forget this, because I said, you know, this isn't the Gong Show, you know, I mean, and this woman came in with a fiddle, and she was nervous as could be, but just really started killing it on the fiddle. And so then a few years later, she was in a Celtic group, a Celtic duo, and they decided they wanted to start playing some festivals. So a guy who was playing keyboards with me and I joined them. And then when that group kind of broke up, I asked Peg if she would consider playing with me in kind of a crossover Celtic band that I had put together at the time called Celtic Core. Am I correct so far?
So far, it sounds good, yes.
We've been good friends for 22, 23 years. I feel very lucky because she's put up with a lot of crap on the road with me where, you know, the tours that go bad and she just keeps smiling and she hasn't stabbed me with her bow yet. So.
The bow's way too expensive for that.
Melvin was raising some chickens as a project for the FFA. He'd clean out the chicken coop and feed them before going to school every day. He knew he had some winners and looked forward to the county fair. But one day when he came home from school, chickens just weren't there. Somebody stole the chickens. Rhode Island Reds, it might have been a neighbor. Some jealous kids. Melvin's chickens never made it to the Saline County Fair. They probably ended up in a chicken pot pie on someone's dinner table somewhere. Now Melvin's daddy told him, it's your own damn fault. This probably never would have happened if chicken coop got locked. In the middle of the Depression, folks will do anything for their next meal, even if that means stooping down to beg, borrow, or steal. Somebody stole the chicken. Rhode Island Reds, it might have been a neighbor. Some jealous kids. Melvin's chickens never made it to the Saline County Fair. They probably ended up in a chicken pot pie on someone's dinner table somewhere. Approached his 90th year and I visited him one day. He told me the story about the chickens and how he had the urge to pray for all the folks who got nothing, and we should help them when we're able. And he hoped whoever stole the chickens were grateful as they gathered round their table. Somebody stole the chickens. Rhode Island Reds, it might have been a neighbor. Some jealous kids. Melvin's chickens never made it to the Saline County Fair. They probably ended up in a chicken pot pie on someone's dinner table somewhere.
Thank you.
And before we get too far from that song, I have to give it to Peg for bringing the chicken to life.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
As a musician, you get to this song idea, and you're talking about the chickens getting stolen, and bringing this to life with the chicken sounds, and it's a comedic song, but it's a little sad that there was no Blue Ribbon. And how did you work with material like that? How do you come up with such a magical tune?
My dad had a knack for telling stories. Some of the stories he told us growing up might possibly be true, or most of them might be true. You could tell in his face when he was telling the story that he was there watching what had happened back then. So that whole song just came to me, and the way he told it just had that humorous feel to it. So I guess that's how it came to be. Lay me down and roll me over, make me feel like four-leaf clover just fell right into my hand. You know that I love you, and you know that I need you, and I want you to want me for your man. You're no back door lady, ain't no front door fool. You're just somebody's darling, yeah, that's you. I just want to love you, and I want you to love me too. And everyone will know there's one where once there were two. Well, the first time that I saw you, I was sure, yeah, I knew that you were the only one for me. Every night I'd have that same dream. I knew it could only mean that you and me together were meant to be. You're no back door lady, ain't no front door fool. You're just somebody's darling, yeah, that's you. I just want to love you, and I want you to love me too. And everyone will know there's one where once there were two. Hey! Now we have been together for what seems like forever, and I'm so glad that you have chosen me. The proverbial hand in glove, yeah, that describes our love, and we will be as happy as can be. You're no back door lady, ain't no front door fool. You're just somebody's darling, yeah, that's you. I just want to love you, and I want you to love me too. Everyone will know there's one where once there were two. Yeah, everyone will know there's one where once there were two.
Thank you. You've just joined us. Tonight, we're with Dave Hawkins on Red Barn Radio.
Being in Lexington, we felt maybe we should make sure we have a horse song in the set list. This is a song that was written by a really great Irish singer-songwriter by the name of Jimmy McCarthy. And I learned this song from Christy Moore, another great Irish singer-songwriter. And it's a song about a horse that's been put out to pasture, and he's watching his master ride off on a new horse. It's called Ride On. The finest horse I've ever seen, standing 16, one or two, eyes wild and green. You ride the horse so well, hands light to the touch. I could never go with you no matter how I wanted to. Ride on, see you. I could never go with you no matter how I wanted to. Ride on, see you. I could never go with you no matter how I wanted to.
When you ride into the night without a trace behind, run your claw along my gut one last time. Turn to face an empty space where you used to lie. Look for the spark that lights the night through a teardrop in my eye. Ride on, see you. I could never go with you no matter how I wanted to. Ride on, see you. I could never go with you no matter how I wanted to. Ever seen standing 16, one or two, eyes wild and green. You ride the horse so well, hands light to the touch. I could never go with you no matter how I wanted to. Ride on, see you. I could never go with you no matter how I wanted to. Ride on, see you. I could never go with you no matter how I wanted to. No matter how I wanted to. No matter how I wanted to.
So it's interesting that you've got the deep classical background, but you've got that, you know, influential Celtic sounds, and it creates this new sound that you bring into this duo. Dave, how does that help with, you know, songwriting, knowing that you've got this sound? But how does that sound really alter the way that you would look at writing a song?
I guess I make it harder on Peg because when I first write songs, I'm really not thinking of instrumentation at all. I just have my guitar, and a lot of my songs just start out with lyric ideas, and then I kind of ask my guitars what the melody needs to be, and depending on which guitar I'm playing or if I'm in a weird tuning, that's a lot of time where the songs come from. I started out just playing it solo when I was out playing solo, and the one time we were out playing somewhere, a coffee shop or something, and Peg got up and started doing the little chicken thing. And I went, oh, gee, that's kind of cool. So I guess the obvious thing is Peg kind of wrote that part for the song, and I'm glad she did it. At first I thought, I don't know if I'm going to like that. But then as I listened, I thought, wow, that just obviously fits there. So, and that's kind of where my songs usually end up is when, you know, I'll play them for Peg, and sometimes she'll say, I don't know if there's a fiddle part in there. And then other times she's like, hey, I got this idea. It's amazing the color that it adds. And I'm so happy it's there. It's there, the fiddle's there, and Peg's there with it. So. Oh, Loretta, you got your mother's eyes. Oh, Loretta, when you look at me, it's so surprising to hear you're leaving me behind. When I think of all my love for you, I can't keep from crying. Oh, Loretta, did you just think of this today? Oh, Loretta, are you serious or are you playing with my frail emotions, knowing how I feel for you?
Do you really care about what you're about to do? Oh, Loretta, remembering years gone by. Oh, Loretta, how I held you when you cried and how I tried to share your happiness. I reached out in your pain. Will you walk out, turn your back on me and break my heart again? Take off and start running. You know your mother and me love you so much. We won't try to make you stay. Your time has come to be on the run and we won't stand in your way. Oh, Loretta, you got your mother's eyes. Oh, Loretta, when you look at me, it's so surprising to hear you're leaving. Leaving me behind. When I think of all my love for you, I can't keep from crying. Whoa, Loretta. Whoa, Loretta. Oh, Loretta. Oh, Loretta.
Thank you very much.
Hello, Peg. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing just great. It's wonderful to be here.
I do have to comment for all of our radio listeners. You're missing out on a rare sight in an instrument. What would you call that color? White?
It's kind of cream colored now. Okay. It did start out white many years ago.
It's not often that you see something like that.
It's an electric acoustic, so I can play it either way. And the acoustics are on the inside of it. Amazingly, it actually sounds good as an acoustic instrument. I did not think it would.
I would probably have a nickname for it, like white chocolate or something like that, just because.
Oh, I love
cookies
chocolate.
And cream.
Yeah,
or
maybe I should.
Every song's been sung, but this one. Every line written already been wrote. Every hero's a star. How can I expect to make it that far? Living on three chords and just a few notes. Every woman in love has been loved. Every love given already been gave. Every life together's been lived of giving. Every ounce of love that I have to give. Can there be anything left to say? Folk singer's life. Folk singer's life.
Coming up, more Mitchell Red Barn Radio with Dave Hawkins, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Dave Hawkins after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.
Now do you want to go there with me? I'm living in Motel 6s out on the road. Just eating Big Mac, stale crackers and cheese. It might not be for you, but it's a life I lead. I'm singing and living my songs on the road. Folk singer's life. Folk singer's life. Every song's been sung, but this one. Every song's been sung, but this one. Every song's been sung, but this one.
Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Dave Hawkins, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky.
How did you get involved in the fiddle?
I started playing violin when I was about 7 years old, and that was a long time ago. Back then, we only learned how to play classical music. I went on to Ohio State and played classical music there as well, and was in some symphonies and that sort of thing. You know, I really don't like being bossed around that much. After my kids were born, I did shove it under the bed for about 10 years, and then I started listening to a wonderful show out of North Carolina and later on out of Scotland, the Fiona Ritchie Thistle and Shamrock Show. And she started playing some Scottish fiddle music, and that happens to be my background with a name like Buchanan. I said, I want to do that. Just started out that way and started slowly. And then I started going to competitions, won the Ohio competition a while ago, and then placed 4 years running at the Ligonier Scottish Games in Ligonier, Pennsylvania. From there, then I learned how to play along behind Dave, because you can't be in your face when you're playing along with someone who's singing. So you know how to pull back when it's necessary to pull back. And it's opened up a whole new area of fiddling for me.
I give a lot of credit to my parents. When we were kids, There were four boys and six of us, and one car that we had one time was a Ford Falcon. So I learned to sleep in all kinds of different positions. There are some road gigs that are really great because you do a bunch of shows. People put you up in a hotel, or they put you in their house if you know they're putting the show together. But there are times that, you know, you're sleeping in the back of a car. I always love being able to travel with somebody.
Specifically, remember when we were up in Ross Trevor in Ireland, and we stayed at this bed and breakfast, and the first time I was there, I'd never had one of these big Irish breakfasts before. And she put this plate in front of me with these eggs and these sausages and blood pudding and, gosh, I don't know, beans. I never had beans for breakfast before. They were quite good. And, you know, so it's really nice to get a taste of home cooking from time to time when we've had the opportunity, like in Brussels, Belgium, when we spent some time with the family there, and to get to see what they actually eat, you know, on a daily basis rather than spending the time in the restaurant.
Well, I never been to England. At least not that I know. I may have been in a previous life, but that was so long ago. Well, I never been to Houston, Texas. At least I can't remember ever being there. But I remember a girl with hazel eyes and shoulder length salt and pepper hair. I seen the seat back in every train, the overhead in every plane. I've forgotten more places than I've been, but it's no surprise when I look into her eyes. When I'm back home with my lady, I'll be happy then. One time I met a president. 7 months later, he was dead. I was sitting on my daddy's shoulders when that president patted me on the head. Now I don't trust politicians, even when they look me in the eye. It's like a wise man he once told me, when their lips are moving, them politicians lie. Seen the seat back in every train, the overhead in every plane. I've forgotten more places than I've been, but it's no surprise when I look into her eyes. When I'm back home with my lady, I'll be happy then. Well, I never been to Houston, Texas. At least can't remember ever being there. I remember a girl with hazel eyes and shoulder length salt and pepper hair. I still miss that girl with hazel eyes and shoulder length salt and pepper hair.
Thank you. But like in Ross Trevor, when we were there, our friend Tommy Sands is a wonderful Irish singer-songwriter. Well, a singer-songwriter who happens to be Irish. We were staying at his place a couple nights, and the one night he just said, hey, come on, we're going to go down to the local, it was a more like a GAA, I think.
Yeah, kind of a club.
Yeah, it's a Gaelic Athletic Association, I think it's called. I think the whole Sands family was there, you know, his two brothers and his sister, and the place was just jammed. And the one thing he said was, before we left, he said, grab your instruments. And that was really a fun night. I really enjoyed that. And there have been a number of times, especially in Ireland, that that's happened.
And there have been some nights when we were in Belgium when Els sat at the piano and people grabbed their guitars and we sat around playing all kinds of tunes that we'd never heard before, and some that we did. One of the guys really liked Leonard Cohen a lot, so, you know, we played some of that. And just we've had some very interesting experiences over the years. A lot of it was in Ross Trevor, where it's a tiny little town, maybe, what, a few hundred people, and they have about 20 bars. And every one of them has a session going on. And they just love it when musicians come in and you just sit down and they just start playing music. It was so much fun. And just pass around the beer and play all night long.
The bar is supposed to close at a certain time. So what they do is they push you out the front door and they say, come around to the back, and then they lock the front door, and then you go in the back door and just stay and jam until the last person's standing. So
a musical speakeasy of sorts.
Yeah, that's it. She sat looking out the window, flight 802 leaving London. She knew when she arrived, he'd be waiting to talk to her alone. As she sat there on the tarmac, flight 802 going to Boston. She knew when she arrived, he'd tell her that he was leaving home. Why can't love last forever? Why can't the feeling stay strong? Why do people hurt each other? When it's over, we carry on, carry on. Nothing lasts forever, he told her right before she left Boston. She just told herself he was talking about her music career. But a voice deep down inside her told her that there was a need to worry. It gnawed at her heart till it became her greatest fear. Why can't love last forever? Why can't the feeling stay strong? Why do people hurt each other? When it's over, we carry on, carry on. As she sat there on the tarmac, flight 802 leaving London, she decided right then and there she never would arrive. So she got back off the plane, flight 802 going to Boston. She headed out for France aboard an outbound train. Why can't love last forever? Why can't the feeling stay strong? Why do people hurt each other? When it's over, we carry on, she said. Why did we hurt each other? Why couldn't the feeling stay strong? But now that it's over, this'll make one hell of a song. I'll write a song and carry on. Thank you.
Just joined us. Tonight, we're with Dave Hawkins on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
When I first started performing, one of the artists whose music I used to play all the time was a guy that not too many people had been hearing about back in the mid-70s up in Columbus, Ohio. His name was John Prine. And so I started doing his music. I am an old woman named after my mother. Old man is another child that's grown old. My dreams were lightning, thunder was desire. This old house would have burnt down a long time ago. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. When I was a young girl, I had me a cowboy. Weren't much to look at, just a free rambling man. But that was a long time. No matter how I try, the years just flow by like a broken down dam. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. Kitchen, I can hear them there buzzing. I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. How the hell can a person go to work in the morning, come home in the evening, have nothing to see? Make me an angel, flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. To believe in this living is just a hard way to go.
So we're here on Red Barn Radio. We've got Dave Hawkins and Peg Buchanan. Now, Dave, you had talked a little bit before about your Nashville connection. You go down there and record. Tell us a little bit about your time in Nashville.
A good friend of mine, Bill Vorndick, has a studio down there. He's won multiple Grammys for his engineering and producing. And I actually met him through Sam Bush a number of years back. I called Bill up, and after I looked at what his laundry list of his accomplishments, I said, I don't know if I can afford you. And he said, I didn't even say anything about money. You just come down and we'll work things out as we go along. He's been an asset to my career, but it's also just been a blessing to know him. Through him, I was able to forego some of the hoops that some people have to jump through down in Nashville to get to certain levels. So I'm fortunate that now I'll go down to Nashville and I'll actually get paid money to play in Nashville. I met her at a wedding in 1973. I said, "Hey there, darling, would you consider a date with me?" She smiled and thought about it, then reluctantly agreed. There were 80 other guys there who all looked better than me. I guess she felt sorry for a lonely, homely fool like me. We hit all of the country bars, sang along with the band. When we danced to a slow song, I knew I was her man. On the way home, she said, "Take the long way," and my heart skipped a beat. I knew at that moment, my life was now complete. This beauty had fallen for a lonely, homely fool like me. It's been more than 40 years now since that night in 73. I still can't believe she agreed to spend that time with me. Like a deer caught in the headlights of my 71 Caprice, or a possum chased by dogs and caught up in a tree. It's 4 decades and 3 kids later, I only wish it had been with me. I met her at a wedding in 1973. Now I know she just felt sorry for a lonely, homely fool, that's me.
Thank you. I'd like to thank our guests, Dave Hawkins and Peg Buchanan, for being with us tonight here on Red Barn Radio. We also like to thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald Mason. Until we meet again, keep it spinning. Once again, let's hear it for Dave Hawkins and Peg Buchanan.
Thank you all for having us out. Thanks to everybody for listening. Hope to see you on the road somewhere. A song called "You're Like Monday Morning." Long time ago is when I met you. That long time was so long ago. Longer we stayed in that little world of ours. Saw more of you than I ever wanted to know. I woke one day and realized it hit me right between the eyes. You're not my lifelong love. You weren't sent to me from up above. Ah, you're what happened after a lost weekend binge. You're like Monday morning. You drank way too much whiskey. Maybe I drank too much beer. Love and booze can sure be risky. 'Cause sober you don't look so good from here. I woke
one day and realized it hit me right between the eyes. You're not my lifelong love. You weren't sent to me from up above. Ah, you're what happened after a loss began then. You're like Monday morning. Bottle of tequila's my vacation, where I never get the blues. It's taking me to my favorite destination, further and further away from you. Saturday night, you were so lovely. By Monday, my vision finally cleared. Now you're gone, I sit and ponder the pleasure I get in you not being here. I woke one day and realized it hit me right between the eyes. You're not my lifelong love. You weren't sent to me from up above. Ah, you're what happened after a loss began binge. You're like Monday morning. Yeah, you're what happened after a loss began binge. You're like Monday morning. Thank you all. Good night. Thank you so much.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Dave and Peg for being with us tonight. We thank High on Art and Coffee for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. High on Art and Coffee, 523 East High Street in the Woodland Triangle here in Lexington. For more information, they're on the web at highonartandcoffee.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. They've been recognized as one of the top 5% of all computer repair providers in the country. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.
Folk Singers Live.
On Red Barn Radio next time, join us for Dave Hawkins, an Americana artist with his Irish roots showing. Dave Hawkins has been writing, recording, and touring for more than 30 years, and he comes to Red Barn Radio with his musical partner, Peg Buchanan, mixing her Celtic expertise and adding a special color to Dave's music. Dave Hawkins, next time on Red Barn Radio.